FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in Bamshela, north of Durban, say they're living in fear after claiming to have spotted members of the notorious West Gang in the neighbourhood. The gang's 22-year-old leader, who's being laid to rest today, was gunned down along with his accomplice by police in Verulam last week. It's understood the group has been terrorising communities in Inanda and surrounding areas. Authorities say they're still searching for other members of the gang. A resident who requested to remain anonymous spoke to Newswatch about the situation.
We are always scared because we don't know these people, so we fear that they can come anytime and rob us. I got wind that some community members who live in the cottages around the area were robbed of their cell phones, with some being injured.
The community of Chatsworth says it's still in shock after a family was attacked during a home invasion. They were ambushed by masked gunmen on Silver Glen Drive this week, killing a 42-year-old man. It's understood the victims were also robbed of their belongings, including cell phones and jewellery. A search for the suspects continues. Brandon Pillay is the chairperson of the area's community policing forum.
The community is met with shock and utter disappointment that there's no value for life and how brazen criminals can be. Especially, you know, they are in the confinement of their own home, and then you just come in and brazenly attack them, even killing them to that extent, and then leaving with belongings.
And former International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor says escalating tensions between South Africa and the US can be avoided. It says President Donald Trump has frozen U.S. aid to South Africa over the Expropriation Act. In an executive order, he's alleged the law allows land to be seized from white farmers, a charge the South African government has described as misinformation. Trump added the U.S. will, quote, promote the resettlement of Afrikaner refugees escaping government-sponsored race-based discrimination. This week, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he'd skip upcoming G20 talks in Johannesburg, accusing the country of having an anti-American agenda. Pandor has criticized both leaders for their views.
There's a lot of wrong perception about our country, and we need to provide information as to the factual position on all the matters that have been raised. A great deal of diplomatic effort is needed on our part.
The top story this hour, residents in Bamshela, north of Durban, say they're living in fear after claiming to have spotted members of the notorious West Gang in their neighbourhood. The gang's 22-year-old leader, who's being laid to rest today, was gunned down by police in Verulam last week. Find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.